parking. It's a major issue in Newcastle. We hear about it all the time, but it's a big issue in Maitland. We heard from John Lee, one of the retailers in the city centre of Maitland, talking about the situation back in February. John contacted us again earlier in the week, and we put it to him. Had the situation improved at all?
I'd say it's about another 8 shops shut since you went on holidays. Barbecue Galore's just shifted to Rutherford. One Stop Point shut down. Hertz, Rent-A-Car's moved over to East Maitland. That's just down the bottom end, but we've had, you know, other shops shut up in the...
I thought with the new levy development there, you know, the city centre would be thriving, John.
Well, there's just no parking, Richard. I mean, I can't understand if they walk up and talk to the customers and things like that. I walked into Ken Lane's shop, which is next door to us. He's a gentleman outfitter. And I just said to him, elderly married couple, what do you think of the parking in Maitland? And I can't repeat what they said.
Right. And what's
and I said, don't muck around, tell me straight.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is, but I spoke to the councillors. Now, they're spending $750,000. They've got an extra 170% penalty on the rates because the levy is such a vibrant shopping centre. And they're using that money to promote the area. Now, if you're spending $750,000 a year on publicising and all the shops are shutting, I would say that something's wrong.
Right,
and that is the direct reason. There's no other reason. All those businesses that you've just cited have said they've gone because of that reason.
That's because, well, I can tell you, Kim, if you go to East Maitland Shopping Centre, I went over there, that's the Laws and High Street, and counted 60 shops, none shut, none for lease. And I spoke to real estate blokes, none shop, none for lease. Now, they haven't got that penalty on them. Now, when I asked, well, this is the third proposal they've had a look into the parking over about 12 years. We still haven't got a thing. I asked one of the councillors, I said, why don't we use that $750,000 and build a car park? And he said, John, the workers would not be able to afford to park there. And I said, well, Greenhills has built a car park and you can park there for nothing. Why not we use it as a draw card, free parking? Anyway, then I got it. The council's building a $40 million project about to renew their building. And you heard the mayor say it's the workers taking up all the car parks and they're going to bring 3-hour or 4-hour car parking to drive these nuisance workers out of the levy. Then they announced they are building 220 car parks in the new council chambers for their workers.
Well, what would, in the perfect world, and if you had the magic wand, what would you like to see happen, John?
Well, we definitely need a car parking station, Richard. I mean, but there is only 11 half-hour car parks in the levy.
Right.
11 half-hour car parks.
Yeah.
Even the traffic's running the wrong way. When you pull up, the passenger side, when the kids get out, they're on the roadway because council and its wisdom is ran the traffic. Now, if you can tell me another place where when a kid hops out on the passenger side, he's in the middle of a road, I mean, that is absolutely ridiculous. It's an accident waiting to happen.
So, John, where would your idea of a multi-level car park go?
Well, not just me. I speak to all the retailers. Elgin Street, there's a big car park there, and it could be put there. But the other thing on this levy, we've just done a thing in the Mercury and we had something like 300 replies and a lot of them are saying, you know, the shop rent is too dear. But the council's got 170% penalty on the rates in the levy. Now, Law Street, East Maitland, those shopkeepers don't pay it. The shopping centre, the big, Green Hills Shopping Centre, doesn't pay it. Why are you upping the rents in the levy when everyone's gone broke in here?
Yeah,
And the fact that they won't even come up, Richard and Kim, and just talk to us.
What, so council won't even talk to you, John?
No, I took a petition down with 26 owner-operator shops, asked them to come up there. We went to the council meeting. I spoke to the engineer there and I said, look, we might know what we're talking about, but surely we deserve to come up and talk it over. And he said, oh, leave it at the end of the meeting. So at the end of the meeting, I could not find him. But they've still, in all this time, will not come up and talk to the retailers.
That's Maitland retailer John Lee, who for a long time has not been happy about the parking situation in Maitland. Do you think